Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 62. My soul waits in silence for God alone. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be greatly shaken. How long will you attack a man, that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They have planned only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my refuge. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my glory rest on God, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. People of low standing are only breath, and people of rank are a lie. In the balances, they go up. Together, they are lighter than breath. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly rely on robbery. If wealth increases, do not set your heart on it. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and faithfulness is yours, Lord, for you reward a person according to his work.
In a tumultuous world, where can stability be found? We can't count on political leaders, financial institutions, healthcare providers, or any other human institution to keep us safe and secure. There's only one sure foundation, and that is the Lord our God. David, who wrote today's psalm, lived with many dangers and trials, but he knew that with God as his stronghold, he would not be deeply shaken by earthly events. And that's true for anyone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. He's characterized by love, justice, and faithfulness in his interactions with us. We can have great confidence because our God is self-existent and unchangeable. He knows all things, has all power, and is present everywhere. Is your faith grounded on these truths about the rock of your life? Do you believe God is completely dependable in His dealings with you? Can you trust that He loves you during hard times when you're still waiting for prayers to be answered? Do you accept that His guidance is based on His unlimited knowledge and love for you, even when you don't understand or like His choices for your life? This is what constitutes a strong foundation of faith.